are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess you got to get grandma or grandpa or your parents to start playing some video games or getting on Facebook, because it looks like another study came out saying using the computer could hopefully protect the memory and prevent some forms of dementia, as well as exercise. Mayo Clinic researchers found that people who reported using the computer and participating in moderate physical activity like walking or swimming were less likely to experience age-related memory loss compared with people who did either of the activities on their own. Well, they say the results were over and above what they expected, but not surprising. Of course, apparently Jonas Gida, a physician scientist with Mayo Clinic in Arizona, and his colleagues studied 926 people aged 70 to 93 in Olmsted County, Minnesota. The participants filled out questionnaires about the frequency of mentally or physically stimulating activities over the previous year. Based on the responses, researchers singled out computer use, as opposed to other brain-challenging activities like reading or crafts or bingo. And the researchers then compared the participants' responses to their cognitive health. Among the participants who did not exercise or use a computer, 20.1% were cognitively normal, and 37.6% had signs of mild cognitive impairment, etc. Anyway, whereas those that use a computer, 36% were cognitively normal, and only 18.3% had signs of mild cognitive impairment. Now, I don't know if Facebook or Farmville or, you know, World of Warcraft or Old Republic or any of these things that you can play online really, really do the trick. I know many people like doing solitaire, but, and you know, you gotta be very careful with some of the repetitive games. You know, like solitaire, a lot of us can play in our sleep. We're talking the ones where you need to think, you need to strategize, you almost need to sweat a little bit. You know, like, oh my gosh, I need to do this, or oh my gosh, I need to do this. Sometimes the stress of it helps. You know, it's interesting. When I have patients that retire, okay, they will tell me that immediately their mind starts to go. I mean, I'm like, you've only been out of work for 3 weeks. And I guess part of it is they lose the stress. You know, I discussed this to a bunch of medical students. When I was in medical school, prior to medical school, I'd always worked 2-3 jobs. You know, when I was an undergrad, I had to, you know, still support myself. I got a scholarship for the actual classes, but for your books and your car and your apartment, and I had roommates, etc. You know, whatever my share was, I still had to work. And at that time, I was making $4 an hour at Jack in the Box, maybe $4.50 an hour tutoring, maybe $6 an hour at the EPA. So it wasn't a lot of money, but still it was what I could make and use to support myself, etc. Well, I go to medical school, and you don't work in medical school. So I stopped working. So you'd think, okay, I had more time to study, and I did. I spent that extra time studying. The time I used to spend working, I studied. Well, my grades dropped, and dropped considerably the first semester, quarter, I should say. So I'd be with the teacher going, wait a second. Okay, this isn't me. I've been a straight-A student. You know, what's going on? And, of course, he goes, well, you are making stupid jokes in the back of the class. I go, yeah, but no, it's more than that. I've always made stupid jokes in the back of the class. There's more to this. Well, you know, he's like, I don't know, you got to study. Are you studying? I go, yeah, I'm studying all night long. Well, I decided to go and get a job, and I needed to, because at that time, my brother was trying to go to college as well, couldn't afford his classes, so I figured, okay, fine, I could use my tip money to give it to him and use to pay off my truck. So I waited tables, and I got off my shift at about 11:30 each night. Then I went home to study. So you get out of medical school 4 or 5 o'clock. My shift would start at 5, I'd race right to work, get out of work at 11, and then I'd go home to study, like I used to do in college, where I would study till 2, 3 in the morning, go to bed, wake up at 6. Well, I got all A's, and I continued to just soar through. Why? I needed the stress. I guess I just needed the stress of cramming in 2, 3 hours rather than sitting there reading. I guess I just wasn't, it was just too much time on my hands. I don't know. But I do better with stress. I just do. You know, some people are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, you do your show late at night. You do your show. I mean, we do the show 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, and we are live. If you want to call in with medical questions, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You're right. You know, I mean, I do the show at the end of the day. I usually get my second wind at night. But between 2 and 4, I'm exhausted. I usually need to take a nap. Not the best time of my day. But after 5, 6 o'clock, I get my second wind. But it's true. It's, you know, it's much different than waking up in the morning, casually having some breakfast, casually getting my stories together, and then sitting down in front of the microphone. You know, having worked a full day at work before I go on air does add to some stress. It does. But maybe that's why I'm able to do what I'm able to do. You know, now later when I get to, you know, sit at the big boy table, right, instead of the kiddie table, then maybe, yes, I'll get to have a day show, and that's great. But it'll be interesting to see the difference. I'll probably have more energy, but I wonder if it'll be as compact with information, et cetera. Anyway, so going back to these, you know, our seniors, they need, you know, if they're going to do something, there has to be that little bit of stress. You don't want to overstress from an exercise standpoint. You don't want to overstress from a mental standpoint, but sometimes you need to take a class. Sometimes you need to have a test. Sometimes you need to worry that your character is going to get squashed. You know, sometimes you need to calculate what gold you have. I don't know, whatever they do on World of Warcraft. So the calculation, the strategizing, the stress, a lot of times is what's going to keep your memory, keep your brain in tune. Also, listening to the Dr. Dahlia show doesn't hurt. So definitely listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. All right, we've got a lot to talk about this coming hour. Please tune in, but I want to hear from you. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently a fifth of Americans think the world is going to end in their lifetime. I want to talk about this fear. Many of them think the apocalypse is going to happen at the end of this year. We'll talk about that. I want to talk about this Medicare charge, this Medicare fraud. It looks like it was huge, huge. Also some interesting numbers on costs of obesity. And I guess many of you guys that are on Coumadin, aspirin may actually be as effective as the Coumadin or the warfarin for heart failure. Maybe getting some of you off that testing. So don't go away. We've got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALIA.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess 22% of Americans believe the world will end in their lifetime, and 10% think that the apocalypse is going to happen this year. Doomsday, they say, is just around the corner. 10% believe the Mayan calendar on December 21 signifies the apocalypse will happen in 2012, according to a new poll. Ipsos Global Public Affairs carried out the poll on behalf of news agency Reuters. Okay, Karen Gottfried, research manager at Ipsos, said whether they think it will come to an end through the hands of the Lord or a natural disaster or a political event, whatever the reason is, one in seven thinks the end of the world is coming. Perhaps it is because of the media attention coming from one interpretation of the Mayan prophecy that states the world ends in our calendar year 2012. Are they talking about that 2012 movie? That 2012 movie was kind of stupid. No, I wouldn't say that. The French typically are the most relaxed about it, they said, with only 6% believing in Armageddon in their lifetime. In contrast to U.S. and Americans and Turkey, 22% believe we are going to see Armageddon in our lifetime. In the UK, 8% feared apocalypse during their lives. Now, globally, around 10 people fear there will be no 2013, including President Obama, with the highest percentage, I mean, in terms of him, you know, being in office, with the highest percentage in Russia and Poland and the fewest of Great Britain. People with lower education or income, as well as those under 35, were more likely to believe in an apocalypse during their lifetime or in 2012. I wonder why. Perhaps those who are older have lived long enough to not be as concerned. Well, I don't know. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to know. I don't know. I just want to live life, be happy, do my radio show. I don't want to think about it. I mean, what are we going to do? Okay, we're supposed to already live life to the fullest. We are supposed to every day live life like it is our last. That's what we're supposed to live. You say, you know, you're supposed to tell the people you love, you love them. You're supposed to show the people you love them. Right? That's why with Donovan, I'm always like, oh, I love you, Donovan. You're so wonderful. And Donovan's like, huh? Yeah, but he's my engineer. He works the dials feverishly for my show almost every night. And, yeah, you know, you don't wait till the apocalypse to tell Donovan that you appreciate his work. You tell Donovan that you appreciate his work when you don't think the end is coming. Because then when the end is coming, you're going to be like, oh, man, I got to thank everybody. I got to thank GCN. I got to thank XM Satellite. I got to thank my affiliates in Loma Linda and in Owensboro and in Michigan and in Fargo and in Bozeman. I mean, no, okay? No. Tell everybody you love them now, just like the Dr. Dahlia show. Don't wait till the apocalypse to actually tell me that my show is good. Okay? Tell me now. I'd like to know now. Now, if you feel like you need to tell me the show isn't good, that's another story. All right, but show the love now. Don't wait till the end, okay? Speaking of showing the love now, we got a little bit of scoop of young Barack Obama when he was a lover. Yeah, apparently at the age of 22 years old, his ex-girlfriend, Genevieve Cook, says Barack Obama and Please Don't Vomit had a strong sexual warmth that overwhelmed his girlfriend at the time. He was just too sexy. Vivid diaries written by Genevieve Cook reveal she was driven wild by the smell of then Mr. Obama's sweat, smoking, and deodorant that emanated from his bedroom. Jeez. I know. I told you guys it's going to be kind of sappy. It's going to be a little sappy. I'm reading this from Daily Mail. She said that on Sundays, Mr. Obama, at the time, now President Obama, loved to lounge around bare-chested in a white and blue sarong whilst doing the newspaper crossword. That's how he was preparing for the presidency. In a controversial claim, she also recounted how she was deeply confused about his racial identity and felt like an imposter because he was so white. In the end, they said Mr. Obama, who was raised in Hawaii by his white mother, decided that he needed to go black because it was the best for him. She has long been hailed, Miss Genevieve Cook, as the quote-unquote mystery woman from Mr. Obama's days in New York that he wrote about in his memoir. Yeah, see, you can't be married to somebody like Michelle Obama for almost 20 years and talk about another woman. Because then she's going to come up with her own memoirs. And they may be pretty racy. All right. They say this is the first time she has been identified or revealed her extensive diaries from the time she and Mr. Obama dated. Now, I guess his book, The Story, Barack Obama, The Story, is that what the book is called? That's David Marinus. Reveal Mr. Obama and Miss Cook met at a Christmas party in New York's East Village in December 1983 when she was 25, 3 years older than him. Mr. Obama, she said, was still in his cocoon phase and figuring out himself whilst working a dull job as probably community organizer and living in a modest Manhattan apartment. They began seeing each other every Thursday night and on weekends, and Miss Cook instantly found herself drawn to her new friend. She can't believe he was that mature already at age 22. She remembered how on Sundays he would lounge around drinking coffee and solving the New York Times crossword puzzle bare-chested. I don't want to read this anymore. His bedroom was closest to the front door, offering a sense of privacy and coziness. I don't think I want to hear anymore. I opened the door that Barack keeps closed to his room and entered to a warm private space pervaded by a mixture of smells that so strongly speak of his presence, his liveliness, his habits. I can't handle that. Brute spray deodorant, eating raisins. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to see if there's anything really, really good. Really, really good and juicy. No. I mean, nothing that won't make us vomit. All right. I think that's enough. I think we get the point. And you want to know what? I really think the private lives of our president's past should, I mean, especially the sexy parts, should kind of stay private. I mean, I really don't think I want to know. I mean, I'm assuming, like I said, you know, Bill Clinton probably had some racy sexual encounters, which I think could probably rewrite the Kama Sutra. But, you know, as for the other presidents, I mean, do we really want to know what George Bush Sr. had done? Really? I don't think we want to know. You know, but, I mean, remember, okay, this is an election year. If you don't think this was planned or strategized, you're wrong. First of all, and this is what we were talking about in the first hour of the show, you know, if I, let's say, ran for president, who's to stop somebody saying they slept with me? Or who's to say that, I don't know, we made a movie or we passed STDs? I mean, so anybody could say anything. Anybody could say anything. So there obviously has to be some control over the situation. And number two, we are in an election year. So if they are trying to give him any publicity or portray him as somebody cool, somebody sexy, remember, they're trying to get the young vote. And what do the young vote look for? Free birth control, you're right, but someone that's cool, someone that's sexy. And so that's what they're trying to portray. Personally, I'm going to have a very difficult time just looking at any president as sexy. I do have to admit, though, I did see some pictures of George W. Bush when he was younger. He did look good. He's a handsome man. But I don't want to know it. I don't want to know it. I don't want to go there. Okay, that stuff is private. Let them have their own, you know. I mean, I really don't think just because you're in public office, your private life needs to be out there. Now, yes, if you commit any crimes, absolutely. If you are into necrophilia, okay, you know, sex with corpses, which we explained in very thorough detail last week, yes, that's probably an interesting tidbit. But for the most part, anything about that has to do really with the sex life or with the personal life should really be their personal life. I mean, we really don't need to know all that stuff. You know, I mean, now with the way media is and with the way I mean, can you imagine FDR, somebody trying to figure out what's going on in the bedroom with him and Ellen? No. Yeah, you know, it's none of our business. Okay, that's hands off. You know, that is the one thing I agree with this administration. Hands off the kids. Leave the kids alone. Okay, leave the families alone. No sense going after everyone's families. Hands off. Absolutely. Okay, let private lives be private lives. I mean, unless, of course, like John Edwards. Okay, there's, you know, trying to cover up a love child. That's kind of interesting and does show some certain morals and ethics. All right, that's kind of important. But for the most part, we really don't need to know about deodorant and sex and any of that stuff. We really don't need to know. Okay. When we come back on break, we've got more stories. I want to talk about Medicare fraud case. Also, the Florida A&M hazing charges. All right. It looks like they have now charged 13 students in the scandal. So we'll talk about that. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we remember Robert Champion, 26 years old, who died, and it brought forth to light what some of these hazings do and how they could kill somebody. Well, 13 people were charged today in one of obviously the biggest college hazing cases ever prosecuted in the U.S., accused of the death of Florida A&M University drum major, who authorities say was mercilessly pummeled by fellow members of the marching band. He died aboard a chartered bus parked outside an Orlando hotel following a performance against a rival school. While the most sensational hazing cases, they say, have typically involved fraternity, sororities, and athletic teams, the FAMU, Florida A&M University tragedy in November, exposed a brutal tradition among marching bands at some colleges. I was shocked. I didn't think that there was hazing with college, bands. 11 defendants were charged with hazing, resulting in death, a felony, and misdemeanor offenses that altogether could bring nearly 6 years in prison. Two others face misdemeanor charges. It's not immediately clear whether those charged were all students or whether they included faculty members or others involved on the road trip. By Wednesday afternoon, they say two students were in custody at the Leon County Jail in Tallahassee, Ricky Willis and Caleb Jackson. Both are charged with felony hazing, resulting in death. Willis, who was also a drum major, declined comment. Of course, no working number. The other 11 names have not been released. Jackson was serving probation for felony battery charge. He was arrested in 2009 for battery and resisting without violence. So he has a history. Now, Champion, who died, had bruises on his chest, arm, shoulder, back, and died of internal bleeding. This is crazy. Witnesses told emergency dispatchers that he was vomiting before he was found unresponsive on a bus. There was no motive, what we understand, for the beating. They say he might have been targeted because he opposed the routine hazing that went on in the marching band or because he was gay, according to the family's attorney. Now, we don't know if there's going to be manslaughter or second-degree murder charges, but right now they say prosecutors did not have the evidence to bring more serious charges. I mean, I don't understand, because if you kill somebody, I know there's supposed to be intent. And I know there's involuntary manslaughter, there's manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter, there's murder. But when you start to beat somebody up just because you're stupid and don't realize that the punching could cause internal injury, it doesn't mean you should be able to get off on murder charges. They say hazing in Florida was upgraded to a felony in 2005 following the death of a University of Miami student, which was 4 years prior to this one. Chad Meredith was drunk and died trying to swim across a lake at the behest of fraternity brothers. No charges were filed, but a civil jury ordered the fraternity to pay the parents $12 million. Now, of course, his death has, they say, jeopardized the future of FAMU's marching band, which has performed at the Grammys, presidential inauguration, Super Bowls, and represent the U.S. in Paris. I didn't realize any of this. I didn't realize it was such an amazing band. I didn't realize there was hazing. That's horrible. They said hazing has long been practiced in marching bands, particularly at historically black colleges like FAMU in the South, where the band is often as revered as a football team and members are campus, like campus celebrities. Huh. Now, they say most of these, now, remember there was one girl who couldn't walk. She had some injury to her femur. I forget, but she said the reason why she did it is she wanted to be accepted. You know, just it doesn't make sense. I mean, here we are. We're talking about bullying. We're talking about hazing. I mean, these stupid things have gone on for centuries. But, you know, here people are dying. And it's for stupid stuff. I mean, if I was this kid's parents, I would be so crushed. They say in one ritual, students ran from the front of the bus to the back while other band members slapped, kicked, and hit them. A student who fell was stomped and dragged to the front to run again. In a ritual known as the hot seat, a pillowcase was placed over the student's nose and mouth, and he and she was forced to answer questions. If the student gave the correct answer, the pillowcase was removed briefly. A student who supplied a wrong answer was given another question without a chance to take a breath. What are they doing? Now, in a separate incident, three people were charged for severely beating a woman's legs with their fists and a metal ruler to initiate her into a clique of band members. This is the one that suffered a broken thigh. All right. Well, I won't go in any further, but just, you know, well, here's some other. This is interesting. In another hazing case, this is a huge hazing case. Four former students at California Polytech State University pleaded no contest and were sentenced to a month in jail in 2010 in the drinking death of a fraternity pledge. Back in 2005, four fraternity members at California State University pleaded guilty in the death of a student who was forced to drink large amounts of water during initiation. Now, the most serious charge was involuntary manslaughter, resulting in 1 year sentence for one member. Two others pleaded guilty. Yeah, you know, so they're having these kids do stupid stuff. The kids don't realize it could kill them. I mean, I'm sure they feel the fear, right, while they're going through it. But these people initiating it, they have no, they're stupid. They have no idea. You know, like I talk about a lot on the show. Many of these kids, that get drunk. They get drunk so much that as they pass out, they vomit. And one way for them to die is as they vomit. The vomit, of course, because they aren't in a position that is the most ideal, it goes into their lungs and they could drown in their own vomit and die. Yeah, these kids don't know. They don't realize that what they're doing is dangerous. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So more than 100 are charged in this Medicare fraud sweep. Looks like 107 people, including doctors and nurses, have been charged for trying to defraud the Medicare health program for the elderly and disabled of $452 million. 91 people were arrested in Miami, Houston, Baton Rouge, and four other cities on a variety of charges, including submitting false billing for home health care, mental health services, HIV infusions, and physical therapy to money laundering and receiving kickbacks. I don't understand how people would do this. It is so easy to get caught. Justice Department and Health and Human Services Department officials were unable to say how much Medicare actually paid out, but a review of 34 complaints and indictments found that the authorities were seeking to recover at least $60 million. Stupid. Absolutely stupid. Everything is traceable. You know, sometimes you see crooks and you're like, these guys are stupid. And I mean, how could nurses and doctors be stupid? I mean, obviously these guys have medical training, but I guess they are. They're stupid. Maybe the greed takes over the stupidity. Maybe you get so greedy that you get stupid. I don't understand. You know, I know there's a lot of crimes where things accidentally happen, but I mean, this is intentional. This is billing something for something. This is allegedly what they're charged with. Billing something for something you haven't done. Okay, now, do people make mistakes? Yes, we talk about this all the time. You know, sometimes a biller will see that a chest x-ray was marked on the super bill, will bill the chest x-ray, but the provider forgot to mark it off because the patient denied the chest x-ray. Okay, well then what do you do? Well then what you do is you call the insurance company and say, my bad, we messed up, don't pay us for it. If you do pay us for it, let's give us the money back. Okay, that happens. Billing errors happen all the time. Sometimes you could have two or three John Smiths. The wrong John Smith gets billed. The wrong John Smith insurance, he pays. They get an explanation of benefits. John Smith goes, I was never there. Doctor's office goes, oh my gosh, it was probably the other John Smith. Oh my gosh, I'll tell the biller. Let me call the insurance company. Fine. Doctor's office pays back the original insurance company, bills the right John Smith, lets everybody know in a letter what happened, confusion over fix the problem. That stuff happens. That happens. But when you have multiple complaints, like looks like there were at least 34 complaints, you know, it's like, okay, these aren't mistakes. These are not mistakes. Now, can you have a biller that tries to criminalize you? Absolutely. You can. Yeah, absolutely. You know, you'll have billers that'll be like, oh, yeah, absolutely. She told me to bill that, and I did. You got to be careful with who is handling your billing. But in this particular case, a lot of people involved. Be interesting to see what happens. Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So another study comes out saying aspirin can be just as effective as the blood thinner Coumadin or warfarin in preventing stroke and death in patients with heart failure. Now, this is kind of interesting. All right, now, of course, patients with a normal rhythm, heart failure. If you have atrial fibrillation, you probably have to be on the Coumadin. Now, we talk about many times on the show what these medicines are and why we need them. Remember, if you have heart failure, part of your heart's not working. The pump isn't working. You're not getting good cardiac output. What happens is sometimes the blood can settle. The blood could settle in the valves. Some of the blood could sludge, settle within the heart. You want to make sure you have a nice, strong ejection. We call it an ejection fraction. You want to eject that blood out of there. You don't want blood settling. You don't want the heart being a little boggy. Because if blood settles, it starts to coagulate. If blood coagulates and then gets ejected, it could cause stroke. So what we do in those particular patients is we give them a blood thinner. we use Coumadin warfarin. Now, the problem with Coumadin, I mean, even though it works amazingly well, is you need to monitor those levels religiously. You could have grapefruit juice, boom, your levels are all messy. And then, again, if you're too high, if your levels are too high and your blood is too thin, you know, we don't want you to get into a car accident and bleeding because you're going to bleed too easily. If your levels aren't high enough, then it's not working. And you could still be at risk for stroke. So, you know, it's more difficult to maintain, but they really haven't found something that you could use long-term that works as well. Well, this study is saying aspirin is just as effective, although please don't switch. Make sure you talk to your doctor. They say, although two treatments are equally effective, researchers from Columbia University in New York City say their findings could prompt more doctors and patients to choose aspirin, plus it's cheaper. The 10-year study was the largest comparison of aspirin and warfarin in the treatment of heart failure patients. In the comparison, researchers followed more than 2,300 patients in 11 countries on three continents. They were randomly assigned to aspirin, warfarin, etc. Investigators found that the combined risk of death, stroke, and cerebral hemorrhage during the study period was actually a little bit less for warfarin than aspirin, but practically statistically insignificant, meaning close to equal. Now, patients taking the Coumadin had nearly a 50% lower risk for stroke than those taking aspirin, but the risk for major bleeding was twice as high. Remember, okay, you know, when Coumadin thins the blood, it thins it if you're at the right level. But it could thin it so much that if you do have high blood pressure, you could have a bleed that goes into the brain. And so a hemorrhagic stroke is not something that you want. So, as a result, researchers argue that the benefits do not outweigh the risks. They noted, however, that taking warfarin for 4 years or more may be effective at preventing stroke and death. So, I mean, here's the thing, okay? I know many of you go after Coumadin. It scares me to death, okay? Now, I'm not saying just go and take an aspirin, that the aspirin's going to cover it. I still wouldn't want to take that risk, because what if it doesn't? What if, in your particular case, the aspirin doesn't cover it, you coagulate, and then you get a stroke? You know, nobody wants to take that risk. So my suggestion would be just talk to the doctor. But this is interesting because, again, you know, we want to find cheaper ways to treat people. That's the goal, cheaper ways. Okay. Now, there's another study saying shorter men live longer. Now, this is kind of interesting. This is a very interesting study, how shorter men live longer. Because remember a few years back, they said shorter men are at higher risk for heart disease. And they are at such a higher risk for heart disease than taller men that they're thinking about saying being short is a cardiac risk factor. You know how the cardiac risk factors are family history of heart attack, you having a heart attack, you smoking, you having diabetes, you having high blood pressure, you being a male over 40, female over 50. Well, they were even thinking about adding short stature. Yet this is the first study I've seen here saying short men live longer. Now, this was, I guess, a study with Northern Ireland's men. All right. They said they live longer than taller men. Let me see. Research into longevity based on height found that of 500 men born between 1866 and 1915 from the Italian island of Sardinia, I guess, backed up 12 previous studies. They looked that far. The latest research by Belgian and Italian professors found that those vertically challenged men, they said, amongst us can live an average of 2 years longer than their taller peers. Now, why is that? I don't know. This was a small study. I don't have any other information on it. Sounds nice. All right. So for those people of a shorter stature, okay, not too shabby. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So here they have delineated some costs of obesity. As we know, incidence of obesity in the U.S. has soared from 13% to 34% over the last 50 years. Of course, we've got fast food. We don't have horses. We drive to work. We don't like to exercise if we don't have to. But the percentage of Americans who are extremely or morbidly obese has increased from 0.9 to 6%. Now, they say the costs have increased as well. They say $190 billion in annual medical costs due to obesity, which is double earlier estimates. Then $1,800 more per year in medical costs for an overweight person than for someone who's healthy among employees at the Mayo Clinic and their adult dependents. $3,000 more per year in medical costs for a male worker whose BMI is over the obese level, 35 to 40. $5,500 more a year in medical costs for a Mayo Clinic worker with a BMI above 40, as opposed to smokers' medical costs were only $1,200 a year higher. So somebody who was obese had higher medical costs, maybe because of diabetes, maybe because of heart disease. Four, $5 billion annually for additional jet fuel needed to fly heavier Americans compared to fuel needed at 1960 weights. Is that why Spirit Airlines is adding $100 for a carry-on? Did you guys hear about that? Spirit Airlines, $100 for a carry-on? Below, I can't believe it. $4 billion annually for additional gasoline as cars carry heavier passengers. But wait, wait, gas prices are higher. You can't compare our gas prices in the 1960s. Come on. $1,000.26, well, maybe the 70s. $1,000 annual cost of absenteeism per every obese male worker. $1,200 annual cost of absenteeism for every obese female worker. $277 from absenteeism for mildly obese. All right, let me see. Oh, a bariatric chair. A chair able to hold 500 pounds can cost $1,000 a person. A bariatric toilet that could hold 700 pounds, $1,000. Now, I hate studies like this. Okay, what are we supposed to do? I mean, what are they trying to do? Are they trying to get us mad at obese people? What are they trying to do here? All right, I mean, we know obesity costs money. All right, you know, but all of us, you know, I mean, if somebody used to be a buck 10 and now they're 140, that's an extra 30 pounds. They're not obese. I mean, all of us, I think, are to blame for the airlines, not just obese people. I'm really nervous about this whole anti-obesity movement because they're, you could see how they want to discriminate. I mean, it just, it's going to just breed discrimination against obese people. And I don't like that. You know, already we have people upset at the baby boomers because of what's happening with Social Security and Medicare. Well, this all happened because the baby boomers turned 65. It's not the baby boomers' fault. The baby boomers are allowed to be baby boomers. Leave the baby boomers alone. The baby boomers have every right to turn 65. Most of them that paid their taxes, did what they were supposed to do. Most of them served their country in some way or another. Okay? Cut them some slack, Jack. But here with this whole anti-obesity movement drives me crazy. Yes, we need to lose weight, absolutely. But what is the use of that article? Yes, we know costs of obesity are up. Thank you. Thank you for getting out your calculator. That was very nice. That was by the Huffington Post. I like the Huffington Post for the Huff Post. I like it. You know, that's good. It's nice. It just, you know, are we really going to blame our obese people for the rise in our airplane costs? I don't think so. Oh, what a day. All right, guys, you have a great rest of the evening. Please be safe. You can call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, and I'll answer your calls on the next live show. Thank you, Donovan, for working the dials. We love you. And everybody have a blessed evening. God bless you guys. Talk to you soon.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.